Blog Talk Radio.
The Dolly McCarthy Show is brought to you by Amber Waves Hair Salon, where every day is a good hair day. Amber Waves, located in downtown Naperville. And brought to you by DuPage Credit Union, www.dupagecu.com. For more than 50 years, DuPage Credit Union has been committed to member success. We look forward to serving your financial needs. The Dolly McCarthy Show is also proudly sponsored by J.W. Rule Landscape Services. J.W. Rule Landscape Services can serve you by creating and building a landscape that fits your house style and your lifestyle. Jim and his team use their years of experience, knowledge of plants, and formal training to complete your desired outcome. Whether it's a large project or my personal favorite, the fairy garden, you will notice the difference. And the Dolly McCarthy Show is also sponsored by Belgio's Catering. They put the special in special events. Party planning, holiday planning is coming up, all those holiday parties. Give Belgio's Catering a call and enjoy your own party. Let them do all the work. We're sponsored by Stiefel Nicholas as well, helping people manage their money and investments for over 100 years. Fast Signs Naperville, Sullivan Steakhouse, Body Bronze Sunless Spa of Naperville, the only way to tan. Naper Settlement, one of my favorite places on this earth, right in the heart of downtown Naperville. And Arthur Murray Dance Studio, of course, that's where I dance. You're going to love it. Check them out. They're on Facebook and Twitter, and they have their own website. And, of course, last but not least, ding, ding, the Naperville Trolley.
Wow! I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. So good. So good. I got you. Wow! I feel nice. Sugar is fine. I feel nice. Sugar is fine. So nice. So nice. I got you. When I hold you in my arms, I know that I can't do no wrong.
Hi there, everybody. Good morning, and welcome to the Dolly McCarthy Show on Internet Radio, the good show, I like to call it, that airs every Thursday morning from 9:30 until 10:30, but you know, we could go a little longer today. We're sorry, we're running a few minutes late. Well, actually, I wasn't running a few minutes late. Blog Talk Radio Switchboard was putting me on hold, so the show is now delayed about 7 minutes. So thanks for hanging on and waiting for our show. We're glad that you're here this morning. Good morning. It's a great morning. I am your host, Dolly McCarthy. Thanks for tuning in to The Good Show, where every week I bring you good topics to discuss, good news, good guests, and at least one good laugh. I promise, we're going to laugh on this show for sure. And I also welcome your calls, so give me a call. Tell me your opinions, your thoughts. Ask my guests a question or anything funny you want to add. I'm all yours, especially when it comes to fun stories. The number to call is 347-945-7215. Okay, that number again, I'm going to say it slower this time. 347-945-7215. You are going to want that number because today we are giving away coffee mugs, tickets to a really fun event that's actually in Naperville, Illinois. It's called Soups On. It's sponsored by the Rotary Club of Naperville to benefit Loaves and Fishes Community Pantry, the Pad Shelter, and Hesed House, three amazing not-for-profits that do the hard work behind the scenes, helping those that really need it in this community and all of DuPage County and beyond. So the number to call is 347-945-7215. That number is so important because today we're also giving away tickets to a country rocking concert tomorrow night at Scooter's Roadhouse in Shorewood, Illinois. Because you know who's going to be there tomorrow night? I just got to tell y'all, I'm so excited about this. One of my favorite country singers, David Lee Murphy, everybody. David Lee Murphy, he's in the house today. He's going to be joining us on the show a little later in the show, about 45 minutes or so, but you never know, he might come on a little earlier, so you might want to stay on and listen throughout the show We got a lot of good guests coming your way. And I got to warn you, I'm running on caffeine and sugar, cupcakes. I've had 3 cupcakes this morning. Well, half of 3, I should say. I didn't have 3 full cupcakes. I had half of 3, and I got a dentist coming on next. Our new sponsor of the Dolly McCarthy Show, who's probably going to slap me because I had sugar for breakfast this morning. Not good for the teeth, but I did just brush my teeth after having those cupcakes. Okay, Dr. Pope. why am I talking about cupcakes? Because we're going to be also talking to Terrell Cole, who is the owner and creator of Dark Horse Pastries. And the reason why I asked Terrell to be on the show is because he's going to be providing all the desserts for an amazing event that I'm so proud to be a part of, Toys for Tots, November 1st. That event is coming up very quickly. The holidays are approaching very quickly, and I want to tell you about this Toys for Tots. The tickets for this event are about $100. Yeah, they are $100 at the door. But guess what? If you call and register before October 21st, we've worked out a deal where your ticket will only be $75. But you got to call or register before October 21st, okay? So the event is taking place November 1st. It'll be the party of all parties for this holiday. Let me tell you, dress up and Toys for Tots, as you know, well, most people know this, U.S. Marine Corps has been providing this event every year, and our friend Nicole Comas from United Home Loans and the Stiletto Strategy Group, you should see her logo, by the way, it's so cool with that stiletto, she's the one who's organizing all of this. She's an incredible woman, and she's going to be on the show too. We're going to talk to her about it. Every child deserves a little Christmas, don't they? So make plans to be at this is the 4th annual Toys for Tots Gala. It's November 1st. I'm really excited because I'm going to be the MC, and that will be at the Hilton Lyle Naperville from 8 to midnight. Hors d'oeuvres, open bar, dessert buffet by Terrell Cole, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So it's going to be a great time. Make plans to be there. All right. We have so many people on the show this week, and I even was getting calls and texts this morning from people asking me, oh, throw a shout out to this, throw a shout out to that. I'm going to do the best that I can. I think I might have the show go a little bit longer because I like to make everybody happy. And so we're going to do the best we can, and we appreciate everybody who wants to be on the show. It's wonderful to be wanted. It's wonderful to do what I can to help people, you know. And it's because you all are helping people. That's the real point of all of this. I want to do what I can because you all are spending hours behind the scenes, all these non-for-profits in the Chicagoland area, working so hard to make a difference in the families that need it most. So hang in there. If I don't get to it this week, definitely next week. Okay, I got to do a shout-out to Dr. Dan Pope. He is the dentist that is a new sponsor of the Dolly McCarthy Show, and we're going to take him now live. Dan, well, good morning, and welcome to the Dolly McCarthy Show.
Good morning, Dolly. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, it's my pleasure, and thank you for your sponsorship of the show. Do you know that by sponsoring the show, we continue to support countless non-for-profits. We feature them on the show, and I know that a group that's near and dear to your heart, you're a Marine, a former Marine.
I am. Right. Yes, that's right.
I guess
that's
right. The Marine,
that's right.
What's that?
Six years in the Marine Corps. But you're right. Once a Marine, always a Marine.
Well, my hat's off to you. And one of the reasons why I'm enjoying this new sponsorship and our new relationship, I've known you, Dan, for quite a few years now, but our business relationship now, because now we could go to lunch and we can write it off. No, I'm just kidding. Now you just support veterans. And I, you know what's near and dear to my heart, a lot of my listeners know this, I feature a lot of veterans groups on this show. We talk a lot about our military men and women. That's just something that's so near and dear to my heart, and that's what I loved about what you do on the side and through your business. You give discounts, right, to Marines and veterans?
I do. Yeah, you know, I didn't realize Naperville was such a big veteran town until I settled my office here. And I really feel like I found the right place because just to be surrounded by all the veteran friendliness in town is a pretty special place to be. Yeah, and I give 10% discounts to to all veterans who, you know, a lot of veterans don't have dental insurance, so I want to do a little something. So when we started our office, I said, well, that's a no-brainer. That's something I'm going to do for the vets right off the bat. And some of the vets that are insured, they've got some crazy insurances out there, and I decided I'm going to sign up for them all. A lot of dentists aren't in those, and I said, let's sign up for them all. Let's take care of our vets. So we do.
That's fantastic. And
yeah, thanks.
It's, you know, I should say, okay, Dan Pope, he's the owner and the dentist of Pope Family Dental. I didn't say the exact title. I just said Dan Pope Dentist. So let's get that out there, PopeFamilyDental.com,
right?
Right. And speaking of veterans, not only is Dan a huge supporter of them, but he is just down the street from the VFW Hall on Jackson Avenue.
There.
What's that?
I can walk there.
You can walk?
Yeah, just a couple blocks.
And
go down
know,
for that afternoon beer.
Hangout.
No, I'm kidding.
You know what? Oh, hey, what's wrong? You know what? When you have a day off, yeah, sure. But, Dan, that's one of my favorite hangouts. You and I have met there before. Friday nights, they have the downstairs, they have the little bar downstairs, and it's just it's nice to go down there and see all the veterans and just thank them. And
yeah.
then hear some of their stories or
yeah.
some of their silliness. Watch some of their silly.
Yeah, I feel like I'm back
there.
In when I'm there.
So you came to Naperville, but you serve all of, you know, whoever wants to come to Naperville. It's a great place to come and shop and visit and get your
yeah.
teeth cleaned and checked out by Dr. Pope. When did you move your practice here?
I've been here about a year and a half, Dolly. I've been in practice since 1999, and I was in a partnership for a bunch of years and decided wanted to have my own office. So
how did you
looked
find
around
this
for
office?
A place. Pardon?
Yeah, what made you come here?
Well, you know, it was quite an evolution. I had been looking for a couple years for the ideal dental office to buy, and it wasn't easy. I met a lot of nice dentists out there, but it never seemed to be the right fit. And great story, when I rolled into Naperville, I came here to meet the dentist that was selling this practice. He had been here 30 years. I rolled into Naperville and I thought, well, it felt good because Naperville is just such a beautiful downtown area. I parked in front of the building, stepped my foot on the pavement, and the bells of the Carillon started ringing. I'm not kidding you. And
it's a sign,
and I was like, okay, I got a chill. I still got a chill when I think about it because it just kind of solidified, you know, that this is going to be good. And I met the dentist, Dr. DeAngelis, that was selling his office. Just so happens my grandmother's maiden name was DeAngelis. All right, there's one more little thing there that made it seem to be this is the place. And we just hit it off great. Everything felt right. Kind of like when you find the woman you're going to marry, right? It was it. I knew it. I knew this was it. There
well,
was no
finding
question.
Finding the right dentist is just as important as finding the woman you're going to marry, right? Because you have, well, a relationship with your dentist is really important. And tell us about how important those relationships are to you with your patients.
Well, you know, when we started the office, I had a pretty clear mission. I wanted this place to be family friendly. I mean, there are a lot of dentists out there. There are a lot of dentists in Naperville. Even my colleagues warned me, but I said no. I've got a good idea. We're gonna develop an honest, integral practice. All my staff, I hired them for the personality first. So you call and you talk to any of my staff members, they make you feel comfortable, and that's what we do here. I even hired a family member. My aunt is my office manager, so it's
yes,
a good feeling
Mary.
When you know it. Yeah, Mary.
We love
you feel
Mary.
It when you walk in. It's just everybody, you know, introduces themselves to you. And you know, the dentist's office isn't the most fun place to go for most people. So we tried to take that little stress out of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have to say, I've been in your office at least half a dozen times now. And I just walk in and I don't feel any stress. It's very relaxed. I love the colors. It's very clean.
Yeah,
it's a very sterile environment, you know, and I've been to some dentist's office in my years, and you're not so sure they've cleaned the tools sometimes. Everything just is sparkling clean. Seriously.
Scary.
Can you believe that? Yeah. But you are so your office, Dad, I will tell you this, and I tell the truth. I really am impressed with how friendly they are, and you've got a full house in there and lots of people that could be stressful for your staff, and they just all take it in stride, and Mary is a doll. She is. So,
yeah. I'm lucky to have my aunt as my business partner here. Yeah, for sure.
Keeping it in the family and keeping it with the veterans. Hats off to our veterans. Next month is a very special month. November is Veterans Day, and you're offering that discount for veterans during the month of November. And
taking it
you can check
further,
out.
Though. Yeah, in November, I'm gonna give all veterans without the insurance the 20% just to celebrate Veterans Day, and my daughter's birthday, who happens to be on Veterans Day.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah.
Look, Dan,
you
know, Dan told me, I'm going to tell everybody this. Dan, you were so nervous about coming on the show, and you're doing fantastic. You're like an old pro.
Dolly.
I think I'm going to bring you back next week.
Oh, yeah, I'll be here.
Well, you could check out Dan Pope. He's the owner and the main guy over at Pope Family Dental. He's a good guy, a really friendly dentist. You know, Dan, you do have a friendly smile, and you do make everybody feel comfortable. So I'm
Thanks,
thrilled
Dolly.
About our new sponsorship.
Appreciate it.
Thank you for being a sponsor and for all the support you give to our veterans. We're a perfect fit here for the show and your practice. Is there a website for your practice?
We're PopeFamilyDental.com.
And
Pretty
phone
easy.
Number?
630-961-5851.
And say hello to Mary. Aunt Mary.
Hey, Aunt Mary. Well, she's in the room right next door to me. I'll just step outside the door here in a second.
Tell her we said hello, and you are so conveniently located right in the heart of downtown Naperville. Go downtown, get yourself an ice cream over at Cookie Dough Creations, one of my favorite ice cream shops, or candy at Naper Nuts and Sweets. And then on the way back, after you've eaten all that, stop by Pope Family Dental.
and we'll clean it all off of your teeth.
We'll clean
it
all
off. They
won't
even yell at you.
All right. Thanks so much, Dan. Come back on the show. We'll talk about cavities and how to fight cavities and what do you do when you crack a tooth. We're going to talk about stuff like that. Those are things that have happened to me recently.
To me, anyway.
Really exciting stuff.
All right,
but
Dolly.
It is,
thanks for having me.
It is interesting. Thanks for being on the show, Dan. Thanks for your sponsorship. And keep up the good work with those veterans. We appreciate it.
All right.
Pope Family Dental. Check them out. Have a great day, Dan.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. We've got a phone call. A caller here. Hey there, you're on the Dolly McCarthy Show. Who's this?
Hello?
Hi there. You're
Hi.
On the Dolly
Hiya.
McCarthy Show. Who's this?
This is Fireman Jim. How are you?
Fireman Jim.
Yes, Dolly. I texted you the other day or Facebooked you about coming to the Silent Parade tomorrow night.
Yes, that's right. Jim, tell everybody your last name.
Slater.
Slater, that's it. I was going to say Slaughter. Never mind. That's bad. Slater.
That's quite all right, right?
Yes, let's
talk
about that.
This.
You did text me about that. And that, you know what? Veterans and firefighters and police officers, they have my heart. I want to give you some time to talk, and then I got to move on to my next guest. So give us the quick plug on this event.
All right, very good. Tomorrow night, the Silent Parade starts in Hinsdale, runs down along 55th Street to Maple Avenue into Lyle, which ends at Trinity Lutheran Church. It's a silent parade for Fire Prevention Week. Everyone is invited to come. We have a bell ceremony at the church after. So I would like to see, you know, you and your listeners come out.
Again, now this date is?
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow at what time again?
Friday at 7 o'clock.
Friday at 7 o'clock. And I know the purpose of this. I want you to tell everybody. Tell them why this is so important for them to come out.
It's for all firefighters who have paid the ultimate sacrifice in the past year and in previous years.
That's right. We need to show them and their families. So important. We need to show them our support. So thanks so much for calling, Jim, and I'm so glad that we were able to plug that event because that is a really important event. And we'll definitely post something on our Facebook and Twitter about it, too, to support
Very
it.
Very good,
so thanks
Dolly.
For all
and
you're
I am,
doing.
And I'm also a former Marine also, so.
You are? Fantastic.
Yes, I am. 6 years. Thank you. And
thank
have
you
a great
your
day.
Service. Thank you, Jim.
You're most welcome. We'll meet you sometime soon.
I hope so. Okay. Thank you for calling
Take
in.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.
Oh, isn't that nice? We have a theme going here, and we didn't even plan it, for the Marines. And guess what? Speaking of Marines, Toys for Tots, that beautiful, beautiful event every year that takes place in this Naperville area. There's the 4th Annual Toys for Tots Gala Cocktail Party, and that's taking place November 1st. And our friend Nicole Colmes, she has been, well, she's been running around crazy trying to put this event together. She does it for the kids. She's been posting on Facebook every day, tweeting about this, just everywhere she goes talking about this. She has a real passion and a heart for all of these children that deserve a little Christmas. And I hope you all will come. She's on the line now. We're Nicole, good morning. Thanks for being on the show.
Good morning. Thank you.
Let me just tell everybody, you've been working on this for 4 years now. And I'm thrilled, by the way, to be a part of it. You've asked me to MC and sponsor
it. I'm excited,
too. Well, thank you for that. And really, you are just unstoppable. You've been putting in so many hours to make this a great event. And you do it for the kids. What? How did you first get involved with this? And what really was your passion for it?
Well, it started because a good friend of mine is the coordinator for DuPage County Toys for Tots. And we used to have a lot of events in the bars, selling raffle tickets and everything like that, and, you know, raising money. And we were working, you know, in 2 weeks we would have 15 events. And I had this vision just to make it bigger and better every year. So four years ago, I started working with Randy when he was over at Blackfin, and we decided to start a gala. And then
Randy Guzman from Sullivan Steakhouse, which is the
from
sponsor
Sullivan.
Of the Don McCarthy Show.
Yeah, he's amazing. Yeah. So we sat down and we came up with this great idea to have more of a formal event, and we did it there for 2 years, and I was ready to take the jump and make it into an even bigger event, and started having it at the Hilton last year. And my goal is just to make it a fun time for everybody while raising money and collecting toys for the children.
Fantastic. And then when you collect all these toys, how do you deliver it to them? Where do you take them?
So the toys
are supposed to be unwrapped or wrapped?
Unwrapped.
Okay.
Because what happens is we collect the toys, and then they're sorted by gender and age group. So, and we've got this huge, huge warehouse that gets donated to us every year, and we've got retired Marines and volunteers that spend months in the warehouse sorting toys, you know, organizing the toys, getting them ready to deliver the toys. And what happens is we don't work with families directly. We work with resources in the community. So whether it's a church or it's a school, that's how we get the names of the children, or not the names of the children, but the number of children that need toys.
And then how do you get those toys to these families?
The churches or the community agencies are the ones who distribute them.
Okay.
So they fill out a form. We need, you know, 10 girls ages 12 to 14, you know, boys this age, and then we fill toys based on those needs.
Mm-hmm. And then for those families that are interested or would like to be able to benefit from your efforts in the Toys for Tots event, how do they get in touch with someone through Toys? Do they go through Toys for Tots or their church?
I would say tell them, you know, if they have a church, reach out to a church. There's also welfare agencies, other community agencies that, you know, that contact us, you know, to work with us. So we don't work with the families directly because of privacy issues.
Okay. Got it. Now, you have a lot of – how many volunteers do you have helping with this event on November 1st?
I've got a handful. I've got a lot of people more helping me advertise it. You know, Mary Fran Greenberg, Adam Parks, Jordan Howell, you know, I've got some amazing resources in the community that have helped me plug the event, spread the word. I'm actually going to a Rotary meeting with Adam Parks today to speak about Toys for Tots. So I'm getting a lot of support in that way.
Well, I imagine you do need a lot of support with it, especially getting the word out. So if anybody wanted to help you, they can always check you out on Facebook or give you a call. I got your phone numbers on this list. Do you want me to give it out?
Okay.
Absolutely. So you can reach Nicole at 630-669-8748 or just email her, Nicole@thestilettostrategy.com. And Toys for Tots, I read DuPage County alone, you supplied 51,000 children in DuPage and Kane County with toys. Is that
Isn't that unbelievable? No, that was last year alone.
Wow.
Last year alone. Yeah, I know. It gives me goosebumps. It's so unbelievable, the numbers, you know, and you don't think that there's that many children in your neighborhood that are in need. And it's shocking. And so, you know, the average that each child received 1.74 toys last year. So my goal is to make it bigger, you know.
Of course.
I hope that, you know, as the economy starts improving, that, you know, the need for the, you know, each children receive toys gets lower and lower. But I would love to be able to supply each children with, you know, a couple more toys every year.
Mm-hmm. Well, Michelle, or Nicole, I called you Michelle, you know why? Because my Michelle and Gus is coming on a little later, and I was thinking of her. I got her, she just called me. I could see her number flashing on my
on your phone?
Phone here. Michelle, we're going to get to you a little later on the show because we all want to hear your good inspirations. But Nicole, I want to tell you, you are an inspiration, and I really respect and admire what you're doing because you're doing it for the kids. And this is a big event. November 1st, let's get the details on this now.
November 1st at the Hilton in Lyle, Naperville. There's a four-hour open bar, hors d'oeuvres, DJ, dancing, dessert table will be supplied by our friend Terrell Cole from Dark House Pastries. And we have an amazing silent auction. We've got some great items that the Blackhawks donated, the Cubs. We've got local businesses that donated some great gift cards, 90-minute massages, personal training sessions, dinners, and, you know, there's so many great things that the community has donated to this event.
Sounds
and there's also
wonderful.
Sponsorship opportunities available. If anybody's interested in becoming a sponsor or wants to put an ad out, please don't hesitate to reach out to me because I still have some ad space available.
Well, you know what I like about this event is all the dancing and the dessert buffet.
Yes.
I'm looking forward to that. Our friend Terrell Cole.
I keep seeing his pictures, and I'm like,
well, I know. Terrell, I invited him on the show, and he's on the line right now. He was one of my favorite chefs. He still is. He was at Sullivan's Steakhouse for many, many years. Sullivan's one of the sponsors of the Dolly McCarthy Show. But Terrell, now he's following his dream. I mean, he still has a passion for flipping a steak, and, man, that man can make a good steak. But no one knew how he could make a dang good pastry. Those cupcakes that I got last night from Terrell, I picked up some cupcakes on my way back after I was moderating a panel discussion. You don't even want to know the topic, but it was at Benedictine University. But on my way back, Terrell's like, stop by and pick up some pastries. So I stopped by his kitchen, and he made me four different types. And if you like the Dolly McCarthy Show on Facebook and you follow us on Twitter, you've seen me flashing all of these delicious pictures of his pastries on the social media. And thanks a lot, Terrell. I had three half cupcakes this morning. Good morning, Terrell. You
Good
there?
Good morning. I am here.
Well, welcome. This is your first time on the show, huh?
Yes, it is. Thanks for having me.
You know, when you're a new guest, we make you sing a song.
Well, I'm not much of a singer, and if you want to keep your listeners, I advise you not have me sing.
He's not much of a singer, but guess what? You know, Nicole and I know, this man can dance.
Oh, yes, he can.
That's
last
a different
year, he won the Mirrorball Trophy last year for Dancing with the Celebrities in Naperville. And this year, he's dancing around the kitchen, making pastries. They were delicious. Thank you for my breakfast this morning, Terrell.
No problem. Glad I could help.
Now, let's talk a little bit about you because, you know, you are supplying all the desserts for this Toys for Tots event, and it's going to be amazing. They really are good, especially that Irish Car Bomb cupcake I had this morning. What is in that Irish Car Bomb cupcake?
Are you sure you want to know the title?
Yeah, right. And the actual cake itself is just a basic chocolate cupcake, but I did add Guinness to the cake batter.
Guinness,
and then
really?
A, Guinness beer, yeah.
Then
the ganache, there's Jameson's, and then there's a Bailey's buttercream. But what I did was I combined the ganache and the buttercream to give it kind of like a silky texture. So you got the whiskey and the Bailey's together on top of the Guinness cupcake. So
it was delicious. You know, I think a lot of people were shocked when you left Sullivan's Steakhouse. There was no hard feelings, obviously. Terrell just wanted to chase his dream, catch up to that dream, and start his own business and create pastries, but you also do other things. And let me say again, the name of his pastries company is called Dark Horse Pastries, and he has a website, folks. You can check it out, www.darkhorsepastries.com. Terrell Cole. So, Terrell, tell us, what made you all of a sudden say, that's it, I'm doing it?
There's not a bakery here in Naperville. A few just places to buy little cupcakes, but I mean, I grew up in Philadelphia, and we got the Italian market out there, fresh bread, and it lights up the whole city. You can smell it from miles away. And Naperville, as a big of a city as it is, it still has that town feel. But I mean, there's nowhere to buy fresh bread unless you go to Jewel. There's nowhere to get a cake unless you go to the outskirts and different suburbs or getting that from Jewel's or Dominick's. So, I mean, Whole Foods is here and Standard Market's coming to town, but every once in a while you want to be able to customize a cake to fit whatever you want, and I think I can provide that, you know?
Mm-hmm. Well, you have. It's the talk of the town, and now I finally had a taste of your pastries, and I think I'm going to be ordering some more, or at least I hope you invite me back to your kitchen. I couldn't believe how delicious they were, really. So, you know, you have this love for being in the kitchen, but starting a business is a different ball game. And you had a story that you were telling me about a friend of yours who wanted to open up a hot dog stand.
Oh, yeah, it was Dave from Sullivan. He's the bartender. He wanted to open a hot dog stand a while ago, and he never did it. But I want to say maybe about 3 years ago, all of a sudden, in the summertime, a hot dog stand pops up across the street, and it was a former employee of ours that opened it up. Oh, Dave was so pissed. He didn't buy hot dogs from that guy all summer long. He was so pissed. But I mean, it's not Joey's fault. It's Dave. He never took a chance, never took an opportunity. So I want to make sure at least I can give it a shot and say I gave it a shot. You know,
that definitely had an impression on you, and I think that speaks to a lot of people. You know, many of us have dreams of starting things, or maybe you, like my situation, you know, I started this radio show just as a hobby for something fun to do. I never thought it would just grow and grow and grow. And now we're up to about 10,000 listeners. Who are all you people out there? I love it. But you just got to follow your heart, right? What would be your advice, Terrell, to someone who maybe they have a great job, like you had. You had an amazing job at Sullivan's, a great run there. Many people, it's very rare for people to know the chef, but everybody knew Terrell. And they were sad to see you go, but we're also happy that you followed your other passion, your other dream, and we wish you the best of luck. But what is some advice you would give to somebody out there that's kind of been on the fence for years about starting something, starting and following their dreams?
The biggest thing I would say is whenever you're doing something on your own, you'll get tons of advice from a bunch of different people. Just hone in on those small things that you take from people who you respect and admire and that are successful in business. Like for me, I talk to Dan Casey as much as I can, Ray Mines, Tom Falcone, Ray Kenny. Those are people who I talk to a lot as far as business goes. And because, I mean, let's be honest, I can cook, but just sitting back and starting a business from scratch, out of pocket, I couldn't do that. I mean, Sullivan's was a $6.5 million restaurant, and it was a template on how we should run that place. So being able to do that was, it became second nature. But doing this all on your own, starting from scratch, that's a whole different ballgame. So my best advice, I would say, is just to hone in on get good role models, hone in on people who are successful that you can actually call friends and listen to what they say. Because everybody's going to have an opinion about something, but you want to have opinions of at least people who are successful and know exactly what they're doing and they're proven, you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And, again, just take a chance every once in a while.
What have you got to lose, right? That's what I say.
Yeah.
What have you got to lose? Mm-hmm. And, you know, we can find your pastries around Naperville. Tell us where we can, people listening that are not familiar with you, where they can find them.
Right now, there's a full display in Casey's. He's buying probably about 6 or 7 different items every 2 weeks. I'm stocking them up. Wise Boxer, Poorhouse, they've been carrying my desserts since they opened. The new owners of Jimmy Bar and Grill, I've got some stuff going into them, not just desserts. I'll also be doing biscuits and also pretzels. I'll be supplying them with. I've been in the works, Whole Foods. And
I've been
dropping things off to Bracconi's and Belgio's.
Oh, Bracconi's, one of my favorite pizza places. Vilma and Bill Bracconi. That's fantastic. Wow, you just started this a few months ago, and already you're exploding. You got to expand outside of Naperville now. Word's going to be out there. Well, at least on this show. There we go. Your phone's going to be ringing now. From, let's see, from who's one of our listeners? We got listeners out in Rome and Springfield, Illinois. Can you drive down to Springfield? Can you ship your pastries?
If you have a pastry, I'll go wherever I need to go to get them.
All right, you can find out more about Terrell Cole. He's the chef and the owner of Dark Horse Pastries, and he's got a website, www.darkhorsepastriesnaperville.com, but he definitely goes outside Naperville. But like Terrell said, he's got a huge fan base here and lots of good mentors and people supporting him. We all do support him. And you can give him a call at 215-873-5842 and take a bite and you'll believe it too, how good they are. Is that your tagline? Take a bite and you'll believe it too?
No, we can put that in the pot. We'll put that in the pot. I mean, I tried a bunch of different things and just want to find one that clicks.
Sounds good. Well, congratulations to you, Terrell, for taking the horse by the reins. Is that what they say? And going for it.
Right.
You're a good example to everybody out there that passed up an opportunity to open up their hot dog stand. But you know what, Dave, over at Sullivan's, it's never too late, right? Never too late to do it.
That's true, yeah.
You can never have enough hot dog stands or cupcake stands. That's what I always say. And Nicole Comas, you've been so good. She's been on the line listening to us. Let's get back to that Toys for Tots where Terrell is going to be featuring his desserts. That event, November 1st again. Hors d'oeuvres, open bar, dessert buffet, DJ and dancing. I'm loving that. No karaoke, though. We got to work on that one.
No,
you know,
karaoke.
Me, I'm crazy.
Well, you know,
karaoke,
you never know. You can just
night.
Grab the mic and sing.
Don't give me ideas. You want to keep everybody happy and going all night. I'm excited about the dancing. Dress up. Get your girlfriends together. Bring your fiance, your boyfriend, your family, everybody. And guess what? The tickets, if you call or register before October 21st, the tickets are only $75. But after that, they're $100. So take advantage of the early bird tickets. And go for it. So check it out. For additional information, you can call Nicole at 630-669-8748. Or, you know, she's got a Facebook page, Toys for Tots, and they can go there as well. All right, I'm looking forward to seeing you both there. Thanks for being on the show today.
Thanks, Dolly.
Thanks for having us, though.
Have a good one. Thank you. Bye-bye.
You too.
All right.
Bye-bye.
All right, Toys for Tots. I'm going to take a call here. Hey, good morning. You're on the Dolly McCarthy Show. There's always some delay. Hello? Got to work on this one. Are you there? I'm going to move on. A couple more seconds, we'll wait. Hey there, you're on the Dolly McCarthy Show.
Dolly.
Good morning. You're on the Dolly McCarthy Show.
Good morning, Dolly. Jim Peterson by local Naperville. How are you?
Hi, Jim.
Sorry,
Jim's
we do have
an event
a long
coming
delay
up
here.
What's that?
Yes,
yeah, we
ma'am.
Did have a little bit of a delay. A
little
Jim's
bit of a delay. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. Good morning to you.
Good
we
morning.
We have so many great events going on in the community, and this one that you're part of, Jim Peters, which we
yes,
talked to
we,
you, was it last? 2 weeks ago we talked to Jim. Do you guys remember when Jim Peters was supposed to call in, and we got Jim Peters, who's on the line right now, instead? Hilarious. That was too funny.
I could still be Jim Peters if you would like me to be. I just can't sing.
You're going to sing, though. You are going to sing, right? This
Saturday,
buy local Naperville Oktoberfest. It's a benefit for Loaves and Fishes and Naperville Cares, two outstanding
yes.
non-for-profits in the community. Give us a quick 30-second tease about this. Get people to go. Go for it, Jim.
Okay, we have a Crosstown Pub, 909 East Ogden Avenue in Naperville. We will be having a charitable benefit, as you said, for Loaves and Fishes and Naperville Cares. And we had a late edition War Chest Boutique is also going to be on hand selling some of their products, a fantastic non-for-profit in Naperville. We're going to have live music, four bands. The first band is indeed a karaoke band, which Dolly is making me get up and sing. So you might not want to come about 2:30 if you want to save your ears. No, I'm teasing. Please come as early as possible. But we will have four bands, Bandaroki, Three of Fire Air, a Northside Fifth. Bandaroki, that's our live karaoke band where you can get up and sing, request a song for them, ask them to assist you in singing, and so on and so forth. I know you can, and we want you to get out there and sing. And then we have following them, Three of Fire Air, a rock alternative band from the north side. And then following them immediately is Pipe Tone, a German language speaking 50s and 60s rock band. We can't wait for them. It's going to be so exciting. It's going to be a ton of fun. And then headlining our event is Dan Peters and the West Side Winders, straight from New York City. They're flying in just for the event. And they were the opening band for Bon Jovi in 2011. So great entertainment all
really?
Around.
Really? Fantastic.
Yes.
You got a great live entertainment schedule there. I'm loving
we
the
do,
Bandaroki.
We do.
I'm all
yeah,
for Bandaroki.
I know you are. And we're going to find a way for you to get up there and sing for sure on Saturday. I know you've got a prior engagement, but as soon as you come, we're
going
to try and get you up there. And if I
yeah,
can
you know
just
I'm
plug
going...
real quick, I
yeah,
know you
ahead.
Are.
Well, I got to plug my
Jim,
Huskies, you know, Jim? Let me just plug my
plug
Huskies,
the Huskies,
my NIU Huskies.
Plug
they
the Huskies. You should
homecoming.
Be very proud.
I'm very proud. So, unfortunately, I'm going to miss the Bandaroki because I'm going to be at the NIU Huskies game, homecoming game on Saturday, but I'm going to come back for the evening portion, and I'll see
wonderful.
Dan Peters and the West Side Winders.
We can't wait
doing
to
Southern
see you out there. Yeah, and maybe we can sneak you up. We can sneak you up on stage for a quick song.
No,
the quick plug
right
is.
I'm just kidding.
Why not? Why not? I'll get you up there. I know the leader of the band. He happens to be related to me. So, our quick plug is Crosstown Pub has very hastily but very efficiently put together a charity bags tournament during the event. So, if anybody out there has a team, a bags team that they would like to play, 100% of those proceeds will be going to the nonprofit, so please come out and support our wonderful charitable organizations. If you're a pro at bags, come on out. If you're a novice at bags, they'll have a separate bracket for both. They do this all the time.
All
so
right.
They run a wonderful tournament out there. So
it sounds like it's
going to
be a great
music.
Time. Lots of great
yeah,
things
great.
Going on Saturday at Crosstown Pub and Eatery. Go on out, support Buy Local Naperville, Oktoberfest. There's going to be German beer and brats and traditional German food, bags. I mean, even the kids are welcome, right, Jim?
Yes.
Kids
we're actually going to have kids under 16 are free. Advanced tickets, you can buy them off our Facebook page at Buy Local Naperville. There's still tickets available. Those tickets in advance are $5. At the door, it's $7. But 16 years old and above is a $7 admission at the door. 16 and under 16 it's free. We're going to have kids' activities. We have the Traveling World of Reptiles, which is a
right.
huge hit with the kids. Come on out and see some snakes and turtles and spiders and all that.
Wow,
other
there's
going
to be something for everybody there, and I'm excited to stop by. Of course, the Dolly McCarthy Show is a proud sponsor, and you've got other sponsors. There's signs everywhere. Go on out and thank those sponsors because those are the ones that are they work behind the scene for the good of this group that is able to, in turn, donate all the proceeds to Loaves and Fishes and Naperville Cares, two amazing non-for-profits in this community that serve all of the greater DuPage, Kane County, you name it. I don't think they turn anybody away. So, Jim,
no,
thanks for calling into the show.
And
thanks for all you're doing for this event. Is this the first annual one? We're going to keep...
This will be our first annual one, yes. This is the first year we're going to be doing, but we're looking forward to doing it for many, many years to come. And, Dolly, thank you so much to you and your show for your support. We couldn't do this without all the generosity of our sponsors and supporters of this event. So thank you so much. We can't wait to see everybody out there on Saturday starting at 2:30.
It's going to be a good time. And, hey, Crosstown Pub, thanks for hosting this.
Absolutely.
Right,
we couldn't
Peters,
do it without them
local.
Either.
Fantastic. Buy Local Naperville. Check them out on Facebook. Are you guys on Twitter, too?
We are not active on Twitter yet, but you can also find the event details on www.buylocalnaperville.com, our website.
All right, fantastic. All right, Jim Peters, thanks so much. Can't wait to hear that
Dolly.
Voice.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Hey, we got a caller. You're on the Dolly McCarthy Show. You know we're giving away prizes today, so you might just be very lucky. Who's this lucky person I'm talking to? Hope I didn't
Dolly.
Drop the call. Yes.
Hey, this is David Lee Murphy calling, and I'm trying to win tickets to my concert.
You're kidding me. I picked up David Lee Murphy. I didn't even give you a proper introduction.
That's okay. That's all right. I think you're going to have a busy weekend if you're going to go to the Huskies game and you're going to be out all night at Scooter's Roadhouse Friday night.
It's good. Well, I'm going to be with you. You got to get me home early, David.
Well, I can't promise anything. But.
Oh, no, I'm going to take a nap Friday afternoon, so I'm all ready to go for you. Everybody knows that.
You're
between two and four, don't bother me because I'm napping because David Lee Murphy, you know, welcome to the show. Thank you so much taking time out to call. I didn't even get a chance to cue up one of my favorite songs here.
That's all right.
David Lee Murphy, you know, you're an Illinois boy. You're an amazing country music singer, songwriter. For those listeners, very few listening that are not familiar with you, but I don't know who isn't, you're from Illinois. You're an Illinois boy.
I'm from Southern Illinois. I went to SIU. And I've been in Nashville for a long time, but I sure grew up down there. My mom actually still lives in Marion, Illinois, which is way down there. It's near Carbondale.
Oh,
but,
yeah?
It was a great place to grow up.
So I love that you're a Midwest boy, and are you touring right now? How's the schedule these days? Do you know what city you're in?
I just tour on the weekends. I spend most of my time riding down here in Tennessee. I've lived in Nashville for, I have to say, it's like 30 years now. But I've just spent most of my time writing songs, but I tour. We've toured all over. We've been from Australia to Quebec this year. We've been all over the world. And every chance we get to come back to our home state, it's a lot of fun. So we're just looking forward to having a really good time this weekend.
It's going to be a blast. You're playing Friday night. We're going to give away two tickets to this concert. So call in Friday night, tomorrow night at Scooter's Roadhouse in Shorewood. It's just a little south on 59, folks, not that far at all. That is going to be a rocking party. And I know I've been listening to you for years, you know, but I just got to say this. My favorite song, you know, I love Every Time I Get Around You, Fish Ain't Biting, Just Once, Party Crowd. The Road You Leave Behind Me, there's just so many great songs, David, but my favorite, I have to say, do people tell you this all the time, is Dust on the Bottle? Just say I'm obsessed with that song.
We love playing it every night, you know. It's like sometimes people go, don't you get sick and tired of playing that song? I go, no, we can't wait to play it every night because that's the one that everybody, you know, parties and wants to hear. The thing is nowadays we got all these new songs that we've got. I mean, we play our set of stuff, and they go back over the years. But now we got some newer songs that other artists have recorded, and we have as much fun playing those songs as we do our songs. So it kind of makes for a fun partying little night.
Well, you also, not only have you written so many wonderful, great songs of your own, and I want to talk to you a little bit about one of my favorites, that Dust in the Bottle, how the song was written, how you came up with it, but, you know, you also are an amazing songwriter, and you've written so many songs for other major artists like Jason Aldean, Big Green Tractor, Keith Urban, Even the Stars Fall for You, and that's on his latest album, Fuse, and then, Thompson Square, Are You Gonna Kiss Me or Not? Who doesn't love that song? You know, I'm actually going to read a book titled that, that's co-written by Thompson Square and Travis Thrasher, who's going to be on the show in a couple weeks with Blake Shelton's mom, who's written a book.
Oh, that'd,
she just sent
that'd
me
be
that
great.
Book, Time for Me to Come Home, you know, that Christmas song he sings. You also written Living in Fast Forward for Kenny Chesney. What do you like better, writing songs or performing? Or is it both pure joy to you?
It's intertwined. I like both. But, I mean, there's nothing like getting up there and singing those songs. And I have as much fun singing You Gonna Kiss Me or Not as not as much as fun as singing Dust on the Bottle, but I mean, I love all those songs that those people have cut. Big Green Tractor. We're doing Pirate Flag, a Kenny Chesney thing. And Only Way I Know, which Jason and Luke and Eric Church just recorded. So we got a bunch of kind of current songs out there that are, that make it fun, that, you know, the people that were into country music in the 90s know the older stuff, and we do some of the songs that I wrote from the 90s that were other people's songs, and then we do all these songs that are just current, and like a lot of the, you know, the younger people that are just newer to country music, you know, they're going, wow, that's pretty cool. So it's a fun night for us.
Yeah, I can't wait. It's going to be a blast. The tickets are going fast. They're almost sold out. So if you have not gotten your ticket yet, I would advise you to make the call today, because we got 10,000 listeners right now, and they're going to be gone. So you better call.
And get there early, because they might run out of beer.
They might.
It might be.
No way. No way.
I'm teasing. They probably hope they run out of beer.
All right, so you know what I love about you is that I've seen you perform before, and you just are up there, and you are smiling the whole time, and these are just rocking good songs. I mean, it's such a good time. What for you? What's the most important thing about your music?
Just trying to keep it. I hate to say this because it sounds so cliche, but just trying to keep it real. You know, we just try to go up there and do stuff that people can relate to and it kind of connects with everybody, you know, everyday people, because that's what we are anyway, you know. So it's just stuff that's just fun and people can relate to, and it's edgy and it's rocking, and but it's also just like down to earth, and it's fun, and it's not we don't take ourselves too seriously. I mean, me and my guys and my band, we just have a fun time wherever we go, and we're looking forward to Friday night.
Spoken like a true Midwesterner, you know, just having a good time. Don't take yourself too seriously, and keeping it real, that's for sure. How about, you know, you've been in business a long time. You went down to Nashville from Southern Illinois. In 1983, you moved to Nashville. So a long time for you, and there's a lot of, it seems that, well, at least modern country is just really taken off, and just country all over the world is really, it's on fire right now. Are you kind of a mentor to these newer artists coming about?
Well, I write with a bunch of them. I wrote with Dustin Lynch yesterday, and
wow.
I write with a bunch of guys. I got one on with Florida Georgia Line. We got one on their record, and yeah, I mean, not really. I mean, a lot of those guys were, you know, like in high school or younger whenever I was doing my thing. And it's really fun. You know, they grew up on Dust on the Bottle and Party Crowd. And, you know, I try to just say, you know, just keep your nose to the grindstone and, you know. But there's not too much you can really say. You know, it's one of those things. It's just you just go out there and play music, and you know, it just let the chips fall where they may. It's just a crazy business, and you got to be crazy to get in. So there's not too much you can say.
Well, did you have mentors of your own, or some an artist that you look up to?
Oh yeah, I mean, Waylon was like one of my heroes growing up, and I was fortunate enough to get to spend a lot of time with him, and he was a huge influence on me. It's just from a whole lot of reasons, and we actually my Trying to Get There album, Trying to Get There was a song Waylon and I wrote, and I was crazy about Waylon. He was a great guy and a huge influence. So he was a big influence. But there was Adobe Gray was a good friend of mine who just passed a couple of years ago. Adobe had Drift Away and The In Crowd and Loving Arms, and he was just a great, he was a family friend, and just people like that, that, you know, I mean, I just remember being in the studio with Adobe years ago and watching him sing, and his voice was so, I mean, huge. I mean, it just had a huge voice when you hear it. His voice on, when it went on tape back in those days, not, they don't do that anymore, but when it was recorded, it was just, it just had so much presence, and just the way he sang in the pocket and everything was so cool. And all those guys were huge influences on me.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Let's talk a little bit about your personal life, if you will. You're still in Nashville, right? You living on a farm there, right?
Yeah, I do.
What kind of farm?
I live. We raise hell on our farm. That's about what we raise. But no, it's just a little farm. I mean, we for everybody out there, we cut hay. You know, that's about it. And
you have three boys. Well, thank goodness you got some built-in workers there.
Yeah. It's really just like a, you know, it's just like a place to ride four-wheelers around on, but and tractors. But we don't have corn, or we don't really have any livestock right now. We have in the past, but it's so hard to take care of all that stuff and be on the road and write songs.
Yeah.
I'm kind of into phoning it in right now, you know. One of these days, I just want to have a boat somewhere, like in the Keys. And fish, you know, phone it in from the sunshine, but it's all good. We still live on our farm out there south of Nashville, and it's a cool little setup.
That sounds really. It sounds like heaven to me, not hell. Living on a farm.
Well,
farms are beautiful.
It really is. I have a hard time. I say going to town. When I say I'm going to town, I go to Nashville. But it's hard to get me to go to town. I like to stay out there and just kind of be out there. Or, you know,
do you write a lot of your songs out there?
I write a lot of them out there. I've got a little farmhouse where I write. It's like my songwriting house, I call it. And a lot of people come out there and write. But today I'm actually going into town to write. So it's just kind of off and on.
Well, where are you now? Are you in Nashville right now?
I'm in Nashville right now. Yeah.
Okay. You're gonna be flying in. I guess you're flying in. You're flying in on a jet plane tomorrow here to O'Hare.
Yeah, we're flying in a personal Learjet. No, we're bringing a bus. we're busing in.
Are you
know,
really? So,
yeah.
When do you get on the bus? Do you get on tonight or tomorrow morning?
We're actually getting on the bus tonight. We'll leave tonight and. And we'll get there and set up tomorrow. And then we're actually playing Saturday night in Springfield. So head back south.
Well, that's fantastic. Well, I'm really glad that you're in my neck of the woods tomorrow. And, you know, he's worth the trip, folks, to come on out to Scooter's Roadhouse. Say hello to Terry and Peter over there. Those are the owners. And we're just thrilled that they're bringing you along. I'm so excited to actually be meeting you. I'm going to meet you in person. Will you take a picture with me?
You bet.
Well, let me quickly ask you. You got a few minutes? This song, Dust on the Bottle, why do you think that people all these years later are still listening to this? I have to tell you, I'll be honest with you, it's on every single one of my playlists, whether I'm working out, playing it in my car or at a party or cleaning the house. Maybe it's because I'm you know, like the song, you get old and sweet. As you get older, you get sweeter.
Don't let it fool you. how what's inside.
That's right. That's right. Where did that idea come for that? Love it.
I do not know, but I it's funny because a lot of times people say, I want to write another Dust on the Bottle, and I go, I've been trying for 15 years to write another one of those. It's just you get these little blessings sometimes, and you don't know where they come from. And,
sounds like you've had a lot of blessings, though. You've had a lot of blessings.
I've been very
fortunate. Great music, and you're writing with, you got Jason Aldean, Keith Urban, I mean, just Thompson Square. That song, Are You Gonna Kiss Me or Not, what line in that song, what verse did you write? Or did you put together the melody? How did it all work? How did this collaboration work?
Pretty much, I wrote that with a friend of mine, Jim Collins. We actually wrote Big Green Tractor, too. And I had the idea, Are You Gonna Kiss Me or Not, and how to sing it. And just kind of how the music goes. And we sat there and just started working on it and trying to figure out how to make a song. You just kind of like, you have a title and you just decide you're going to make you're going to write a story around that title, and that's basically what we did. Just how would you sing that hook to make it a song, So it's like when you say that, for instance, Sweet Home Alabama, that's just off the top of my head. You just try to figure a way to make a story, a short story about that title in 3 minutes. So
yeah,
it's fun. That's really fun.
Yeah, it sure sounds like it. I wish I could do that. That's the way, that's living. That's living, right?
You sit around and drink coffee and play guitars.
Yeah, how about it? Well, this Creole Williams, we're looking forward to hearing that story. Dust on the Bottle, one of my favorite songs. I've been posting that video. But David Lee Murphy has, as you all know, amazing songs, and we're really looking forward to seeing you tomorrow night. How's it feel to be back in the Midwest in the Chicagoland area? Do you ever come out here much? And what's your favorite thing to eat out here? I'm always curious what these rock stars.
Well,
when I go to
Chicago, I love pizza, of course. everybody, you just feel obligated, and I like to eat the ribs in Chicago too when I get in Chicago. But a lot of times when we're just passing through, we don't really have time to really just unless we're in an area where we have the opportunity to really go, because sometimes we're just moving so fast. We go, set up and play, and then hop on the bus and move on. But we always try to, get some of the local favorites when we're in town. So
we're
big eaters and drinkers.
If you need a pizza, I live near Lou Malnati's and Giordano's and Bocconi's and Aurelio's Pizza. You can have your pick of the crop there.
Well, I'm
headed that way
anyway. Which one's the best? Because then you might make somebody mad. But,
yeah, I can't do that. They're all good. Anything really, truly, anything that is cut in squares, I'll eat it.
Yeah, me too.
Well, it's how we do it here. That's how we
do it.
Well,
Dolly,
thank
you so much
David,
for having me.
You're so welcome. Thanks so much for being on the show. Really looking forward to having you or seeing you tomorrow night at Scooter's Roadhouse in Shorewood. Come on out and cheer on this Illinois boy, one of our home boys. Is that what they call
it? We're going to party. Yes, homeboy. We're going to party.
All right. We definitely are. We're going to hold you to that. We're really excited to see you. David Lee Murphy,
thank
everybody.
You,
and I'm giving away 2 tickets to your concert. Did you want to say hello to one of our callers real quick? Maybe give away those tickets? All right, let me pick up a call here. Hi, you're on the Dolly McCarthy Show. Who's this?
Is it Jim? Hello?
Hi, who's this? This is Dolly.
This is
Dolly. And you're on the line
Dolly.
With Dolly McCarthy and David Lee Murphy.
Good morning.
Hi, Jim.
Yes.
Where are you calling from?
I called in her. This is Fireman Jim. I'm calling back to win the ticket.
You're calling back? How perfect is that? Jim, I'm going to get my producer to talk to you. Thanks for calling in. David Lee Murphy, everybody. Tomorrow night, go
thank
see him at Scooter's Row House. Thank you, David.
Appreciate it.
Keep writing those great songs. We love you.
Okay, thank you.
And like him on Facebook. He's got a great Facebook page, everybody. And we're going to see him tomorrow night. Wow, that was so awesome having him on the show. What a hoot. I picked up the line, and I thought it was a caller, and it was David Lee Murphy. How did that happen? Something's going on with this board here. All right. It's going to be a great show. Jim, thanks for calling. Hold on. Our producer's going to get you that ticket for tomorrow night's show. Bring your friends and family. I think it's almost sold out. I'm feeling it. There's a lot of interest in this show, for sure. All right, so who's next, Beth? I feel so lost right now. We've got so many people to talk to on this show. We got John Norman from Rotary. Rotary is having Soups On. It's a big fundraiser coming up later this month, actually Sunday, October 20th. And it's called Soups On, and it's put on by the Naperville Rotary Club. And John Norman is joining us this morning to tell us more about it. Hi, John.
Hi, Dolly. How you doing?
Good morning. Fantastic. How are you?
I'm doing great, thanks. You've had a great show this morning.
Have you been listening to David Lee Murphy?
I sure have. I sure have.
That was a great time. He's such a cool artist. I just can't wait to see him tomorrow night. So we want to then now, we're thrilled to have you, John, because the Dolly McCarthy Show is a huge supporter of the Rotary Club, and we're sponsors of this Soups On event. It's taking place October 20th from 11:30 till 4:30. That's a Sunday at Naperville Central High School. And, John, why don't you tell us some more about it? Why does Rotary put this on every year?
Well, Dolly, the Rotary Club of Naperville, we're always looking for different fundraisers and giving back to different charities in the community. For years, we did Oktoberfest, and about 5 years ago, Bill Garlow, who was president at the time, came up with this concept of Soups On, kind of like a soup kitchen feel. But what it did is it raised money to benefit three local charities, and that's Loaves and Fishes, DuPage Pads, and Hesed House. And in the 5 years, we've raised over $550,000 to give to those charities, which is great.
Wow.
And,
you mean
yeah.
Over 5 years. So you guys make about $100,000 a year putting on Soups On?
Yeah, a little over. We're
That's
hoping
tremendous.
To clear about $150,000 this year. So, and this year we've added another charity, and that's the Rotary Club of Naperville Charities, which we can disperse some of those funds to other charities and some other local needs that are in the community. So, but it's a great event. It's a family event.
The four
event.
Charities. Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's definitely a family event. I will be there, and I'm going to bring my daughter, Rachel, actually. She remembered that I went last year, and she came out. She overheard me talking about it, and my Rachel is 15, and she said, Mom, I really would like to go to that Soups On.
That's great.
And so the event supports four local charities, and as you mentioned, John, the Rotary Club of Naperville's Community and International Projects is a newer charity, DuPage Pads of Wheaton, Hesed House of Aurora, and Loaves and Fishes Community Pantry of Naperville. So it benefits these four charities, and their focus is ending hunger and homelessness, and so come and eat. Don't be hungry. You're not going to go away hungry from this event, that's for sure. And it's really neat, John, because your company, didn't they design the logo on the Soups On mug? It's actually a soup bowl.
Yeah,
and
we did.
You go around with the soup bowl and you fill it up with from different restaurants. Tell us some of the restaurants that are going to be there.
Oh, we have we have 25 local restaurants in the area, everywhere from Sullivan's to Dark Horse Pastries, Mason Sabika, Omango, Catch 35, just every kind of Bricconi's you mentioned earlier, Hugo's, mm-hmm. Heaven on 7. So you really get a taste of a lot of different types of food. And it's not only soup. You get sandwiches. I know Sullivan's always has the little filet mignon sliders, and it's just the best. And we have White Chocolate Grill and Trader Joe's, Texas Roadhouse. I could just go on and on, but...
Yeah,
you know, the
that's
best
some
thing
goodies.
To do. It is. Oh, you will not go away hungry, that's for sure. But they all are listed on our website, soupsonrotary.com, to check it out. And it, you know, the other cool thing, Dolly, is we have local performers from School District 203, 204, and Bennett, and they perform throughout the day, and just some fantastic entertainment.
Oh, that's great. So you get to eat, you got entertainment, and tickets are only $45.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. That's pretty
they
cheap.
Are.
For, I mean, I shouldn't say cheap, but that's not bad. I mean, for an all-you-can-eat in a five-hour day and all that entertainment, and it's great. Come out and mingle with the community leaders and make new friends. And it's,
it is a great event. It really
so
is.
You can, now, there's the tickets, can they get them online, or how do the people get tickets?
Yeah, they sure can. Again, it's www.soupsonrotary.com. And kids are $10. Children under 5 are free. And then seniors and military are only $35. So it's a great event. It all goes to charity. And great entertainment, great food. Mm-hmm. We also have DuPage Children's Museum. We have a small children's play area. And they mm-hmm. sponsor that, mm-hmm. which is great.
Oh, fantastic. Now, let's talk a little bit about the Rotary Club of Naperville.
Yeah.
Is this one that, isn't there like a morning one and afternoon, or am I thinking of another group?
No, there is. You're correct. There's four Rotary Clubs in Naperville. Ours is the original founding Rotary Club of Naperville. We meet at noon at Mason Sabika every Thursday. And, there's a morning, there's an afternoon, and then a Southside Rotary Club, too. So, we do a lot. We do a lot for the community. We do a lot internationally. We've got a lot of international projects where we're digging wells for fresh water, building schools for kids in third world countries, getting medical equipment into hospitals where it's needed. But our, you know, one of the main things that Rotary was founded on is ending polio worldwide, and we're very close to doing that.
Really? And
yeah.
So this you guys have fundraisers throughout the year for all of these other things, and this one, Soups On, is just in particular, it focuses on these local charities.
Yes, it does.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. How many people are in Rotary?
In our club, there's 150. And I couldn't tell you in the other three, but there's got to be 200 to 300 Rotarians in Naperville.
Wow.
For sure.
Wow. So if anybody's listening and you want to join the Rotary Club, they meet at noon at Mason Sabika once a month. What's the date again? First Friday, or what is the date, John? What did I hear you say?
We meet every Thursday at noon.
Every Thursday at noon.
Yes.
At Mason Sabika. If you want to call John Norman or check out the website if you are interested in joining and being a part of the volunteer throughout the year, check them out. And again, Soups On, one of the fundraisers that they do throughout the year. It's a huge event, huge fundraising event. Every year the community just comes out. I mean, when I go there, it's crowded. It's really a good time, and you guys put on a really good event there. So tickets, $45. You can go to Naperville Rotary, or soupsonrotary.com, I should say,
right.
and get your ticket on there. Well, John Norman, thanks to you. You know, a lot of people don't know this. I haven't had a chance to talk about you lately, John Norman. But John Norman, this is going off a little bit, going on. We're taking a side road here away from Rotary. But John Norman, good friend of mine, he's the one who actually encouraged me to start the Dolly McCarthy Show, and he came up with the logo, everybody. And his company designed it, and Design Resource Center in Naperville. And John, so I always, every time I see him or talk about him or think of him, I'm so grateful for everything that you did and how encouraging you were for me getting this show off the ground. And it started out as a hobby, and now it's like a full-time job.
But you love what you're doing, Dolly. That's great.
I love it. There's a passion there. And John, thank you for being such a great supporter. And you're just one of the true, genuine good guys in the community, just a true leader. And you do so much. You do things with these groups that you're involved with, Rotary and so forth. You just are a walking good guy. Everywhere you go, people just love you. And
wow, thank
you just
you,
have
Dolly.
A great. You just are such a good person. And you know, and you don't have any agenda. You just do that. You're such a good supporter of people. So I was one of those that benefited from that, and I thank you very much. And you're always welcome on the show, anytime.
Well, thank you very much, and thanks for all you do in the community, Dolly. You do so much, and I appreciate it.
Well, thanks for being on the show, John. I'm looking forward to seeing you at Soups On. Everybody,
okay.
Check out soupsonrotary.com. Thanks so much, John Norman. John, oh, by the way, are we giving away tickets to
yes.
Soups On?
I'd love
okay.
to give two tickets away.
Two tickets away. So if you want to call in the show, or you can even drop a note on my Facebook page, if you mention Soups On, I will be sure to get those tickets to you. We're running out of time here, and I got to take this next call, John. But thank you again so much for calling, and congratulations, and hats off to Rotary Club of Naperville.
Thanks, Dolly.
For all they do. Okay.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye.
John Norman from the Rotary Club of Naperville. What an awesome guy. I just can't thank him enough for everything he's done for me personally. Just he and his wife, Beth, just great people, good people. And speaking of good people and good things, you know, this is the good show. We got to end the show on a good note. It's getting near the end here. And we want to bring on our friend, Michelle Lynn Gust. She has she is the host of my new segment, The Good Inspirations, on the Dolly McCarthy Show. Good morning, Michelle. Are you there?
Good morning, Dolly.
She's been so patient on hold there.
Well, you know,
you
actually, I was that mystery call, I think, that nobody was there. I think that was me earlier.
Oh, did you get disconnected somehow?
I got unmuted, and then I got disconnected.
Oh.
That's okay.
You know, that's my fault. I insist upon running my own switchboard here, and because I still struggle with it. I don't know what it is, but there's a little delay when you click a button, and there's this little delay, and I guess I'm a little too impatient, so maybe that's what happened. I apologize for that. But
right.
Anyway, we are going to end the show on a good note every week because Dr. Michelle Lynn Gust is going to join us and discuss good inspirations. And this week, Michelle is going to talk about the need to take care of ourselves before we can help anyone else, and why taking care of ourselves will help us know who we're supposed to be. Michelle, what do you think of that?
Well, there's a lot of things. There's a couple pieces to this. And one piece is that, and this is especially true for women, and you know, I am a woman and I talk to many women, and women have a tendency to put themselves last. Everybody else comes first. And when you do that, you end up running ragged. You find you've neglected things in your life that are important to you, and you're not doing anything for yourself. And there's something inside of you that starts to probably die in some way. And then when somebody says to you, you really need to do something for yourself, you don't know what that is because for so long you put it off. And it's also hard, and I believe it's so important to help others, and everything that you do to help others and that I have done, and I believe that connecting with people is really important. But you can't help others until you take care of yourself first.
Oh, that's so true. You got to put that oxygen mask on your, like they say.
Exactly.
Parents put
exactly.
that oxygen mask on yourself first and then your child. It's so true.
Exactly.
Well, I love exactly. Michelle and her messages each week. She's going to be bringing us more of these meaningful life messages to help us not only strengthen our relationships with others around us, but to make us stronger and more whole. You offer so many golden nuggets.
Thank you. Well, that's what's really important about this is that before you can strengthen your relationships with others, you have to strengthen your relationship with yourself. Mm-hmm. And that's what you'll find. And so I would challenge everybody who's listening to think about what nice thing are you going to do for yourself today? And that could be as simple as taking 20 minutes to read that magazine that's probably 2 months old that's sitting on your coffee table, to spending time by yourself, just going for a walk. There's so many different things. I could come up with lists and lists, and obviously each person's unique. But what you'll find is that when you take that time, even if it's just a very short time each day, I mean, you could even take 5 minutes to do something, you'll find that you're more relaxed, you're happier, and you'd be excited about something. You may have a hobby that you've neglected or you wanted to do, wanted to try. Well, why put it off? And life is short. You need to do those things today, at least make the steps toward doing them. Maybe you can't do a whole lot with it today, but at least you can make the steps. It's like breaking it down. It's like, okay, maybe you want to learn to paint. Well, you don't have time to run out and buy all the painting supplies today, but you can look into taking a class and seeing how you can work that into your schedule.
Mm-hmm. Good advice, yes. I love when you said take a few moments and even just read that magazine. I can't tell you how big a stack I have in my house because I'll look at that and I'll say, I want to read that, but I've got to get the dishes done or I've got to work on this work project.
It's so easy to do. Especially when the Vogue issue last month was 900 pages.
Oh, my goodness. Well, you know, I was lucky. Not too long ago, I was given a copy of a book by Blake Shelton's mom, Time for Me to Come Home. And I look at it like, okay, I got to read this because I'm going to be interviewing her. But secretly, I'm reading it because I'm enjoying myself. I'm enjoying the quiet and the time that I have to read this book. So I'm doing this for me, and in turn, it really does make me look back on the day. At the end of the day, I look back, okay, what did I do today? What did I accomplish? And many times I'm spinning wheels, and I feel like I've done nothing. I've accomplished nothing. But if you've accomplished, like, a chapter, but then that makes you feel good, and then in turn you're in a better mood when your children come home from school because you feel some fulfillment. And so just in those small ways, like you said, Michelle, they're so important. Hey, how about once in a while treating yourself to an ice cream cone, too?
Absolutely.
Not feeling guilty.
Absolutely. And that's life is
or
about balance.
Out.
I mean,
go work out.
And that's what I tell people. I, as somebody who has run forever since I was 12, and that's a huge part of my life is exercise and taking care of myself, I had potato chips last night. I don't give everything up. I mean, but I believe everything in moderation. So it's a treat. I used to have a soda a day. Well, now it's a soda a week. I had to make a choice. You know, turning 40, my body just didn't like soda every day, but a soda a week, I mean, that's my treat to myself. And you look for it, and you appreciate it more, and you appreciate yourself more. And that's really, and you can't give anything to anybody else if you don't appreciate yourself.
Yeah. So treat yourself. Treat yourself to being good to yourself, treat yourself right, and in turn, in that small way, I think the message here, Michelle, that you're trying to give is ultimately it will make you a happier person and the world a better place. It begins,
exactly.
It really, truly begins at home. Forget about public policy and politics and anything else. It begins with each one of us. And I love
Absolutely.
The fact that Michelle is going to be contributing every week to the show, and she's very well read. She's published 8 books too. She's traveled all over the world. She's been. Can I say this, Michelle? You've been.
I don't know what you're going to say. So.
Can I say? Well, we talked about this last week. You know, you've had tremendous loss in your life. You lost.
Yeah,
your
you
sister
can.
Yes, yeah,
absolutely. You can talk about it. Absolutely.
You know, people need to know because then they realize, wow, this is really coming from someone who's been there, who understands it and gets it.
It's part of...
Because people can say anything they want, but it's sometimes hard to believe or take it in because you don't know where this person's been. And I think...
Right. It's all
with
part
you,
of
Michelle,
who I am.
It's who you are, yeah. And you're a great example to all of us that we can be happy despite unhappy incidents, situations in our life. We can generally be happy despite all the bad in the world and things going wrong in your life. You can still be a happy person. And you're going to learn from Michelle every week. We're going to have little golden nuggets, good inspiration. And I hope you'll all tune in. We'll have it near the end of the show. And I'm sorry you had to wait a little longer, Michelle, because we had a little problem with the switchboard earlier. We almost didn't have a show today. I was shaking because we lost everything. It's all digital these days. And but you know, without going into it all, it was kind of scary there for a few moments there, and then.
But
it
all works
good.
Out.
It always works out. Yeah, you're right about that.
As much as here's another one. Here, it's a double dose today. As much as we worry about it, it always works out.
You are absolutely right about that, and I won't say anything more. But you know, I could go into that one.
I know, and we'll
talk
about it another week.
And the last, and at the last second, the last minute, it does work out. It really does. You do. You're not going to die. You will survive. You will
absolutely.
Survive. Well, Michelle and Gus, great talking to you again this week. tune in next week for another good inspiration with Michelle.
Thank you.
What are we going to talk about next week? Do you know yet? Can we tease it?
You know, maybe next week we should talk about the whole thing. Maybe we should talk about that whole piece about the idea that it does always work out no matter how much we worry about the trusting and having faith. I think that's what we should talk about next week.
Mm. Sounds good to me. You can
nice
check
meeting.
Out Michelle's Facebook. She's on Facebook, Michelle Lynn, L-I-N-N, Gust, G-U-S-T. And you can follow her on Twitter. And she's got a website, too. What's your website? I'm going to let you
Inspire
say.
Inspire by Michelle. Inspirebymichelle.com.
Perfect. Well, thanks again, Michelle, for being on the show. Always
thanks
good talking to you,
me, Dolly.
My friend.
Yeah, it was always good to talk to you.
All right. Have a great weekend, and we'll see you next week. All right. And now it's
Bye.
Time, sadly, to end the show. Another show comes to an end. But my message is to you, always stay positive and be good, everybody. Be good to each other. Thanks again to all my good guests this week. Dan Pope, Dr. Dan Pope from Pope Family Dental. Nicole Comis from the Stiletto Group, who's working hard to put on Toys for Tots. November 1st, don't forget to get those tickets. I'm going to be there. We're all dressing up. It's going to be so much fun. We're dancing. Bring your friends. Terrell Cole from Dark Horse Pastries. He's going to be there, too, with his desserts. John Norman from the Rotary Club. Michelle Lynn Gust, who is my special guest every week to bring you good inspirations. And, of course, last but not least, David Lee Murphy, country singer, songwriter, country legend. We love him, and it was great to have him on the show today. David, thanks for being on the show, and I'm looking forward to seeing you tomorrow. So come on out with me, Dolly McCarthy Show. We're heading over to Scooter's Roadhouse in Shorewood to see David Lee Murphy tomorrow night. I'm going to be introducing him. I forgot to tell you that. I'm so excited about that. But if you miss it, of course, my friend Steve Vostavacek, he will be there taking pictures, of course, so we will be sure to post that on social media. My assistant Beth is fantastic about that. So we'll be posting those. So if you can't make it out tomorrow night or the tickets sell out before you get a chance to get them, you can have a sneak peek into it. And then, you know, there's more good things to come, everybody. Lots of good events to come. We're spinning out all kinds of fun ideas here, and we're going to share them with you soon. But in the meantime, have a good weekend, everybody. Thanks for listening. And don't forget to like the Dolly McCarthy Show on Facebook and follow the show on Twitter. I'm Dolly McCarthy. I hope you'll come back and listen in next week for another hour of the Dolly McCarthy Show with lots of good news, good guests, and a good laugh. So long, everybody.
I feel